This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
And welcome along. I hope you all have enjoyed your weekend. 3 minutes past six on your Sunday evening, and this is FUBAR Radio. Sam and Lucy with you until 8 o'clock this evening. I say Sam and Lucy, do you know what? It might as well just be Lucy today, because I have absolutely nothing. Normally, I'm the one to prep the show. I'm the one to do all the legwork. Lucy just strolls up, but that is not the case today. I don't know what's happened, I don't know why she's decided to suddenly step up to the plate and actually produce this show. But is it a one-off, Luce, or is this going to be a regular thing?
Oh, it's a one-off, don't get your hopes up.
It's a one-off,
but
never again.
I have four A4 pages of notes.
Four A4 pages, that is four times the amount that I have.
You don't have an A4 page, that's a lie.
I've got notes in my phone here.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
Is that a lie?
No, I've got three pages of notes in my phone.
Right, okay.
Three separate ones, notes.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it.
Well, I can show you. How are you doing anyway?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yet again, it's warm in FUBAR HQ.
Yeah, what is going on?
Which is why, if again, like last time, if I lose my mind a little bit, That's why. That's kind of halfway through, I get really hot. It gets to about 7 o'clock and I just start, you know, getting a bit sway and I kind of space out a bit and I don't know what I've said until a few, like, half an hour later.
I think something's going to have to change in this studio. Either the window's going to have to be opened or the fan is going to have to be put on.
Well, during every song, you do fan, okay. I do window, quick, fan ourselves, I'll air myself out by the, air conditioning, and then when the, you know, sun comes back on, you'll never know. You'll just know that I'm slightly cooler and slightly more comfortable.
Okay, you're going to let everyone know?
Shall I tell everyone every time I do it?
I think so, why not? I think the idea of FUBAR, not just this show, but every show on the station, is they really just like to get people involved.
Could we maybe have a sound effect every time I've had an aircon aeration?
What could we? I really got nothing. I mean, does that work? No? Or that work?
No, I feel like you use them quite a lot. People might get confused.
I use that for everything. That's
are they the only noises we have?
Well, I mean, I could run through what we've got on the cartwheel if you want.
You want to give us one more?
I could go with that. Does that work?
That is the new aircon aeration noise. So whenever you hear this noise during the show, you know that I've gone over to the aircon and just had a little, you know, pulled myself out a bit, got some air down there, flapped my skirt around, just kind of...
Do you know what? This is normally, though, the song of summer, isn't it? As soon as this song comes on, you're like, right, it's summer!
And when do you have aircon?
Perfect. And do you know what?
Yeah?
I'd love any excuse to give Don Omar and Lucenzo a little bit of money.
I know, I love
even if
song.
It's just a few pennies,
like,
it's absolutely fine.
Half a pence for every aircon aeration.
I don't know what the deal is. Like, if I leave this on for longer, will they get more money? Will they get more royalties?
Well, isn't there a certain thing, if you play it over 20 seconds and don't speak over it, they get the full royalties?
Let's do that. Tweet us if you're enjoying it. At Luciana Gray on Twitter or something like that.
That's the one.
And at Sam _ Hutt. We won't tweet back because we don't care enough, but just enjoy this. This song's actually depressing me a little bit though.
Why? Because it's raining.
And we're coming very close to the end of summer now.
Right, you've told everyone that we pre-recorded this, right?
You said no, stuff. We've not said that, but it's out there now.
I'm throwing that bomb because it might. If I keep talking about it being like raining and wet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay, let's get it out
and
there now.
And they'll be like, what? It's been well sunny in London and Brighton, which everyone knows is where we're from.
Right.
It is. Right, bombshell time, guys. It's a Thursday. Now, Sam likes to... How do you put it? Lie about these things.
No, what
you'd like to lie to our lovely audience. Whereas I like to be honest, because if I'm talking about stuff and it's not making sense, that's going to be really weird. For example, my sports report.
Okay, yeah.
It's not going to, as you will all find out later, tease it. It's not going to make any sense on Sunday.
Well, we don't know that. Ideally, your sports report will be spot on. Won't it? We'll reveal exactly what form the sports report is going to take later on. But the idea with it is that we're going to get everything absolutely right.
Mm.
It's effectively like it's
basically it's a Thursday and it's actually 7 o'clock. So
yes.
When Sam said it's 8 o'clock, I was about to correct him and go, it's 7. And I was like, oh wait, no, he's doing the radio thing.
Yeah, I said it's 3 minutes past 6. Is what
I said. Yeah, and you said we'll be with you until 8, and I was like, no, we'll be here till 9.
No, I was just trying to do my job, actually,
but
Lucy.
This is what happens. The heat fuzzles with my brain. This is the thing. It's been raining, but it's also mega humid and horrible.
It's warm in here, isn't it?
Yeah. But that it did make me do a bad thing on the train today.
Right, okay. Let's hear this.
Okay, and I need some help. Okay, right. I just accuse you of lying, which is true, but unfair. Because at the moment, I am lying. This is genuine.
Okay.
I am lying all the time. And I don't know what's happened. I need help. And it's not big lies, like, you know, really horrible stuff. And it's not like little teeny tiny ones like, I think your hair looks all right, but you wouldn't be happy with it.
Right, okay.
You know, it's sort of in between ones. And it's the kind of thing that I just do. Because I, right, so
Right. You're going to have to give me, like, you're going to have to tell stories, I
think.
I
feel really bad. Okay, so, basically, I'm on the trains a lot at the moment.
Right, okay. I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Can relate? You've heard of trains? Yeah, I'm on them. And basically, I am quite an, as you would imagine, a daydreamer, imagine the person.
Okay.
So I'll sit there, drift off and be thinking for hours on end sort of thing.
What, no, what goes through your head at that point? Because I think everybody's...
loads of things.
Okay.
Oh. Loads of things. Like, whether it's like something I want to write and I'll think through the whole storyline and stuff, or whether it's daydreaming just like about my life in general.
Okay.
And like, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then I normally fall asleep for a bit and then I snort myself awake and then I'm awake again. But I got on the train the other day, and I'll tell the other one. Okay, so the other one, I got on the train, and I'm going to be honest, I got on illegally.
Okay, you didn't pay, is what you meant.
Come and find me, bitches. I didn't pay for the train.
Is that because you didn't have time, or you had planned not to pay for that train?
I'd planned not to pay for it because I have no money. Feel free to tweet at Luciana Gray if, you know, you want to send me your like bank details and you can give me some money. Basically, I'd planned not to pay and I got on and I'd done it so well and I was one stop away from where I needed to get off.
Okay.
And the Ticketmaster came round.
And then you heard this. Is that right? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Stand back from the train!
Get that woman!
That's not what happened,
and
is it?
And then I just go, what's going on? What?
And you can just hear this. God, I should have paid for that train. It was only 17.34.
It was 40 odd quid.
Was it really? Oh, in that case, you're absolutely right not to pay
like
for it.
It was like £48 or something. And it was a journey.
Where were you going?
I was going from Paddington to Moreton in Marsh.
Right, so that's going for out of west of London.
I was only going for one night for my friend's 21st. I was literally coming up from Brighton, going to see her one night, come back. And yeah, it was 40 odd quid, and I was like, I'm not doing that. I know there's no barriers at Moreton. You know, I just don't care.
I've got a couple of trains from that Paddington station, and there is barriers at that end, isn't there?
But not at the little tip for you guys, like platform 11, 12, 13, that end.
Okay.
No barriers.
So you're saying only get trains from Paddington station if they leave from 11, 12, or 13?
I think they're the ones, yeah. I think it's at the far end. So I got on one of them, and I was doing so well, and it was one station away. I think it's Kingham. And then he came round, and I was like, right, I'll do one of my two usual tricks, which is...
So you got on just at the stop you've just stopped at? Is that one of them?
No.
Okay. But you can add that to your list, maybe.
Because, like, he had seen me before.
Right.
But he just hadn't asked me. Like, and I was in quite ostentatious dress, so it was very noticeable.
This does not surprise me.
Of course, I was in ostentatious dress. So he'd seen me before, but just happened not to have asked for my ticket.
Yeah.
And I was like, great, I'm safe. And he purposely came up to me this time, clearly thought, oh, I haven't asked the woman in the, you know, hot pink play suit.
What would you say, woman?
Well, why would I say woman?
No, you'd say girl.
Oh, is this... We're not doing this again.
No, I think if you was to walk past you, we'd go, oh, I didn't ask the girl in... Did you say the hot pink?
I was in a hot pink play suit in high heels.
I think that's definitely a girl then.
Anyway, moving on. I'm an adult woman. Stop calling me a girl. Anyway, and he came up and asked me. And normally what I do is pretend to be asleep, because normally they feel guilty about waking you up, or hide in the toilets, but I didn't have time to do either. He just kind of was on me like a flash. And for some reason, I just pretended to be French.
Wow.
And
right, okay, well, we can play this out then.
No!
We can do it right now.
I pretend... No, don't make me do it, because I have such a bad French accent.
No, it's fine, because...
That's what's so funny about it.
Did he do French back?
No, thank God.
Okay, right, okay.
Because I'd have been screwed if he could speak French.
Right, I will start from walking up to you on the train. You do some train track noise.
It's an old-fashioned train.
Hello there, Mrs. So, hello there, young lady.
Hello.
That's a very nice pink dress you've got. Sorry, play suit, it's got legs. May I have your ticket, please?
Sorry?
May I see your ticket? Your ticket to board the train?
Ticket?
Ticket! You paid for the train!
Yes, the
proof!
And then I went in my bag and I got out my Oyster card.
Okay.
And I just went, easy. And he was like, what did he then do, Sam? You can imagine.
Right, well, he went, I would imagine. Go, no, that's an Oyster, that's just for London. Only in London. Does that work?
No, I got on the train at London.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but that ticket means you could only go as far as West London. Maybe, Reading. You can only get as far as Reading with that ticket.
Reading? I'm sorry, I don't understand. I'm so sorry.
Madam...
And then at this point, I started to get a bit flustered.
Yeah, because as you would, you're a friend.
And I was getting a bit like, yeah, so I was getting a little bit flustered. And I was looking around in my bag for money.
Right.
And I had a £5 note.
Right, okay. So you just shoved a £5 note.
So I basically got a £5 note and I was like, oh, here.
And you still were doing the French.
So okay, it's okay. And he was obviously just being like, no, it's this much. And we pulled into Morton and I was like, mutton in mush, mutton? And he was like, yes, it's mutton. I was like, oh no. And I started getting all panicked about it. And I was like, I need to pick up my bags. But obviously I was like, oh, I can't go because you're here. So I was sort of being all like that. And he just
madam, you need to pay for the train. I know. It's £48.
It's mutton in mush. Are you going to miss my stop?
I understand this is your... You owe us money.
I don't understand. Money for you? I don't... And then at this point, we'd been at Morton for a while. And I saw the little guy in the window with the white things. And honestly, the ticket man just went, just go.
And that's the first time you actually understood anything he'd said.
And I looked
at him. And you went, okay.
All right, thanks, mate.
Yeah, just like that.
And I ran off and I never paid.
So, no, but did you do that?
Yeah.
In that accent? No.
Honestly.
Did you keep up French, though?
Yeah.
Completely. No.
I threw in a bit of French.
Okay, so let's hear it.
No, it was...
Because I've got a B in French, GCSE.
Because he did chat to me for a little while. And he did say, where are you from? And I just went, Orléans.
Orléans,
and he was like, where's Orléans? And I was like, dans le centre du the middle. And he was like, oh, okay.
And he went for this.
If he didn't, then I don't know what he was playing at. But yeah.
It's a dangerous game that, because he probably
it's
was thinking.
It's a very dangerous game.
For him as well, because he was probably thinking to himself, do you know what? I think she's putting this on. However, if I accuse her of putting it on.
That's really offensive.
It's really offensive, yeah.
If I turn out to be French.
But I think he went home and said to his wife, hey, Babs.
Yeah.
Because it's short for Barbara. That's what his wife's called.
Mm-hmm.
Babs, you never guess what's happened today. This girl who I walked past... about Reddit. We were in about Reddit. I walked past this girl in a really pink, almost hot pink, play suit. And she was on the phone to somebody. And I'm sure she was speaking English.
You're right, babe. How's it going? I'm on my way. Yeah.
And then we got to just before Little Morton by Marsh, or whatever it's called. Is that right?
Little Morton.
I think it's because...
I don't know why that's so funny.
But I think it's a Little Morton near me. I think that's why I'm getting confused.
Morton in Marsh.
Morton in Marsh. And suddenly this English girl, well, she was kind of Essex actually, became French just when I asked her for her ticket. And she had no idea what's going on.
Hello? No, my oyster? Say oyster.
I tried to figure out how to see you through the crowd. I was caught up in the lights. You were missing from my life. I was searching, but now I have found you. Deserve the world, but I can only give you all my love. Giving you all. We'll be right back.
Daughter Matt, Ty and Becky Hill. Track's called All My Love. All three of them working on it together, like three peas in a musical pod.
Do you get three peas in a pod?
I think that's what they say, three peas in a pod. Is that a saying, three peas in a pod?
I think you need to play the music.
What music? That music, is that what you mean?
Oh yeah.
What, because you just aired yourself, have you? That's you just blowing.
Yeah, it's radio. They can't see me doing it. Oh, that's better. Oh, feel the breeze. Feel the breeze.
Sam and Lucy on a Sunday evening, Fubar Radio. The time is 20 minutes past 6. Hope you're well and have enjoyed your weekend. Let us know what you've been up to if you want to. I can tell you what I've just done on my weekend.
What have you just done on your weekend?
Well, actually, I don't know what I've done on my weekend yet because it's not been. But here are my two options. A music festival.
Yep.
Or my mum and dad's house. Ooh, find out more next time we're on. And Lucy, though, you'll have been to a wedding.
And I'll have tales from the Isle of Man for you all.
And you're definitely going? You're not like me? You're not in some kind of Thursday
I've
limbo?
I've a flight.
A flight to the Isle of Man?
Yep.
What are you thinking? There's a boat.
Yeah, but the boat's more expensive.
What are they thinking? Who's going to get a boat if the plane's cheaper?
I mean, in fairness, it's because I'd have to get a train from Brighton to wherever the hell the ferry is. And know somewhere above London.
Okay.
Which I don't understand that. Somewhere over near the sea, obviously.
Okay.
So I'd have to get the train from there to there. And as we know, Lucy doesn't like to pay for trains.
We know that now, yeah.
And, you know, I didn't want to risk it twice, the accent.
Well, you could have put the accent back on, in case Hello? You've just joined us. During Watermat there, but pre-Watermat, we were talking about Lucy on a train going all French because she recently has been telling too many lies.
Oyster? Oyster?
Oyster card for anybody outside of the London area, but I'm sure you're aware of it, is this thing that allows
so
you...
so patronising.
Well, no, I never know. I don't want to do that thing...
Surely everyone knows what an Oyster card is.
You think so, but I have had incidents before when they don't know what an Oyster card is and I've been laughed at.
It's a card that goes beep.
Yes, it allows you to travel in and around London at a knock-off price. Mm-hmm. But that price, not knock-off enough for Luciana Gray,
nope.
Who likes to do things so knock-off, they become illegal.
I did another lie today.
Another lie? Do I need to keep these sirens going? Is it that bad?
Oh, this one's worse, I think.
Okay, I'll keep the sirens
this
rumbling under.
This one's quite nasty. Because the thing is, with the French train thing, I have no qualms about taking money from privatised rails. I don't care.
I mean, that's your opinion. And I personally will remove myself from it. That is not the opinion of Sam Hall or Fubar Radio. Back to Lucy.
Renationalise the railway. And so...
anyway.
But I did a bad one today. Basically, I'm actually not that well, which I'm very...
Well, I could have told you that.
You know, I'm really... Like, I say I'm really sweaty and hot, hence needing the aircon aeration. I'm actually a bit... peaky today. I'm not at my best.
Because you were drinking last night?
No, I wasn't drinking last night. I had an early night, actually. And today I've been working and I've just had headaches. So I've had hot flushes. I've just been all sweaty and not very nice. I got on the tube.
Okay.
From Victoria.
If you're outside of London area, the tube is this thing that is underground that allows us to travel.
It's like a big rat with a saddle on its back and we all sit on it and go in the underground.
Yes, and you get way too close to people you've never seen before in your life.
Right, well, quite. So I got on at Victoria and I was going Victoria, Green Park, Caledonian Road, which is, you know, that's not a short journey. It's a fair, decent journey. Like, what's that, like 20 minutes?
Probably longer than that, to be fair.
Yeah, half an hour. So I got on and I was feeling rough and I was feeling very, very hot. And I had my jacket on because I was carrying a lot of bags.
Okay.
Because I'm going to the Isle of Man tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm staying in London. And I was getting really hot and sweaty. I had no water and I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. I need to sit down. And instead of a normal... This is the issue. This is what I need your help with. Instead of making the normal decision and just going up to someone who's clearly physically able... young, healthy person.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Kind of looking like me a little bit. Would they look like me?
Yeah, you look physically able.
Thank you.
You can have that compliment.
Thank you.
Have that banquet.
I never sit down on the tube because I always think to myself, do you know what? You're in your prime, Sam.
Even if it's empty.
Even if it's empty.
Just proving you're in your prime, doing chin-ups on the bars.
You don't need that seat, Sam. You're in your prime. Leave it for someone who needs it.
So I should have, just in hindsight, just gone up to someone and gone, excuse me, I'm so sorry, I'm really not feeling well. Do you mind if I sit down for a bit? And 99% of people in the world would have gone, oh, of course, have my seat.
Yeah, of course.
Didn't do that, though, did I? Because I have a problem.
You do have a problem?
Basically, I've been eating quite a lot. I've recently rediscovered knickknacks and their joys.
Okay.
So I've been getting through a lot of knickknacks, and I've developed quite a belly poosh, I haven't gained weight anywhere else on my body apart from literally my stomach.
Right, okay.
So it's like a mini beer belly.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know where it's going. And
yes,
if I stick it out and properly go, ugh, I can make it look freaking massive.
Oh,
it's a skill of mine. Even when I lose weight, I can still make it look huge. And I was leaning against a pole, and I didn't even think about it. And this is the problem where my daydreams start coming into real life. Not daydream about being pregnant, but I was thinking, oh, wouldn't it be funny if I did that?
Well, it's not funny, no. No one is going to be listening now thinking this is funny. They're going to be thinking Lucy is mental.
Awful. This is awful. I know, I've got a problem. And I think it's when I'm really tired and I'm not feeling well. I just go a bit crazy. And so I just stuck my belly out, but it was partly to let it hang out because that's always nicer when you just let it
go.
Yeah,
of course it is.
And I leaned against the pole. And honestly, I just sort of go, oh, I'm moving around from feet to feet. And it's not too bad. I didn't go up to someone and say, I'm pregnant, can I sit down? But I looked pregnant from what I was doing.
Okay, yeah.
And a very lovely gentleman said to me, oh, would you like my seat? I said, oh, thank you so much. God, this bag. He's like, let me help you with your bags. And I was like, okay, thanks. And he took my bags and stuff and put them down next to me. And the woman next to me went, how far gone are you? And I thought at this point,
God,
it would be worse to say, oh, I'm not pregnant.
You can't. You just took a man's seat on the basis that you are pregnant. You've got to keep it up at that point.
So then she, I just said 6 months.
6 months. I don't know the rules of pregnancy, but would you be on the tube going from work at 6 months?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
People stay at work until 2 weeks before if they like.
But what's interesting about that story is anybody maybe who took a glance at you when you got on the train. They'd be like, oh, she may be pregnant, but she's only 6 weeks. Mm. However, by the time you took that seat, you'd managed to do it. Possibly.
Yes, she's got a little bit of a belly. She could just have a tiny belly. It could be a knick-knack belly, or it could be a little bit pregnant.
Yeah.
You're right, but I allowed it to balloon, and I put all this air into my stomach, so it was a good 6 months.
I wish that could have been filmed. That is brilliant.
It's horrendous. I've got a problem.
That is pretty bad, I think, because there is an etiquette, isn't there?
That's awful.
On the tube.
Yeah,
the seats are only for people who are pregnant with a child, disabled, elderly.
Yeah.
And everybody sticks to it,
or if someone's looking a bit ill.
Yeah, okay, but then do you want to be that person who says, oh, here you are, mate, you're looking a bit green, take my seat?
Well, I just stand up and say, oh, do you want my seat? Because I do that sometimes, even when it's busy, if I know I'm getting off at the next stop or the one after that. But not today.
Today I
took a poor innocent man's seat just because I was a bit sweaty and headachy.
Did you feel better for it? Or were you then
it was a delight. I rested my head back. And then I felt right, these people think I'm pregnant. So I was like, I'll just put my hands on my belly. I just sat there with my hands on my belly.
Oh, my God.
Sam, help me.
What is going on? So you then kept it up the whole way until you got to Caledonia.
I didn't talk to them. I just sat there, my hands on my belly.
So as soon as she said, how far gone are you? You said 6 months. She then didn't come back with, oh, is it a boy, is it a girl?
I looked at my phone. I smiled and I was like, oh, 6 months. And I looked at my phone.
She knew you were lying. She must have known you were lying.
I
don't think anybody can...
I'm a good liar. People believe me. God, I'm so hot. People believe me. I'm getting tense because I feel like I'm in an interrogation room because I feel like everything I'm saying is really evil and bad. And there's a spotlight on my face.
There is a spotlight on your face.
Oh, it's
horrible. They just need to change, actually.
Oh, God. You can see every pore.
Do you know that this is wrong?
I'm well aware. And the moment the words come out of my mouth, I'm going...
This is awful.
What? What? Why, in what world did I think it was a good idea to say that? And it's literally just because the thought will pop into my head like an evil little gremlin. And it'll be like, huh, you could pretend to be French to get out of this chamber.
Yeah, but people call those intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, I get them, the gremlins. And then with the pregnancy one, I was like, oh, I really want to sit down, but this place is rammed. How am I going to sit down? And I was like, oh, well, if I was pregnant or old, I could sit down. And then there's just a switch. It's almost like a subconscious switch between the gremlin and the action. And it just starts happening. And then I'm like, I've just done a
six-pack multi-pack of knickknacks. Maybe I could be pregnant. Is that what you're thinking?
Seriously, I'll show you in the next song during the next aircon aeration. Like, if I stick my belly out proper, I do look genuinely proper pregnant.
But I'm not going to tell you that, am I?
No, I do. I know I do. It's a fact.
I don't think it's a fact.
And I think it makes me look even more pregnant because I have a relatively narrow waist, but then my belly just goes...
Right, and you said it, not me. I'm not getting involved with this because this is the other thing that I find when I'm on the tube or the train or anywhere where I might need to give up my seat.
I found a knick-knack. Carry on.
This has to stop.
It's actually a knick-knack as well. I'm not even joking.
That was a knick-knack.
Look.
You've got... Yeah, so what do you mean you found them?
See, look, it sounds like a knick-knack.
Anyway, when I'm on the tube and I see somebody who probably does need the seat a little bit more than me...
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I have decided to sit down that particular day.
Mm.
I'm umming and ahhing.
You don't offend people, do you?
That's exactly it.
Because I've seen people offer their seats for someone they would consider to be elderly... And then the person who they're offering the seat to being like, I've seen people go, no, thank you, I'm fine. Because they've clearly taken a front, like, I'm not old, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
I'm absolutely fine. Same as the pregnancy thing, which, you know, could have happened today, but he thought I was pregnant.
So sometimes what I do is if I know I'm getting to a busy stop, so on my way to Fubar Towers today, I've gone past Tower Bridge.
Mm.
Is it Tower Bridge? Tower of London. What's it called? London Bridge. London Bridge Station.
You live
very
there,
busy,
I don't.
Very busy station. But I always know that it's quite busy. So if I'm sitting down there, sometimes I just get up and remove myself from the seat. Go and stand away from any seats, just in a corner, on my own, because then I don't have that decision to make, or are they old enough? Are they pregnant enough?
Mm.
Are they...
You're very concerned about social etiquette.
Me?
Mm.
I'm probably one of the most awkward people you'll ever meet.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before. I mean...
I think that's the key to my problem, to my lying too much problem. I need a little bit of that kind of self-awareness, feeling awkward around people, all of this. I think that is the key. I need to channel a bit of Hutt.
You do? Yes, possibly.
But then I think you could channel a bit of Grey.
Really?
And Careless.
There is a side to me that really doesn't care, and I get told off by people that I need to calm down.
Calm down, Sam.
In certain situations.
Yeah.
But I think it's when I'm on my own in public. Mm. That's when I'm the most self-aware.
Yeah, this is what I mean when you're on your own. Because when I'm on my own, that's when I'm least self-aware, and I just don't care.
Right, okay. You need to be very self-aware when you're alone,
air.
I think.
Yeah, this is the thing. I'm really not. Because this is the thing. I think I care when, like, friends are around or people I know.
Right.
Because I know I'm going to see them again. And they can judge me, and that'll impact my life. Whereas if this stranger on the train thinks I'm pregnant, and then I get off and I never see them again, I don't care.
Right, yeah.
Isn't that
you
bad?
You should care.
I know! Help me!
Right, I think we're going to keep this line thing going, because I've got a great line story that I've been holding on to, but I think because you've come with two incredible lies, made better by the fact both times they included role play, I'll tell my line story... After what is going to be a future number one record. We talked about it last week.
No, you're not allowed to say this. It's like the Sam Hutt curse.
It's not a curse.
It is a curse. When you say this, it never happens.
I don't know about that.
I
got feedback from other people at the station who said, do you know what, Sam? I heard your show the other day, and I've downloaded that Duke Dumont single since. They love it, and they agreed with me.
Yeah, but you're never right when you say it's going to be number one.
But anyway, forget that. I'm not listening to you. Future number one, it's Duke Dumont. We're riding down the boulevard.
Don't say it.
Ocean Drive from Duke Jermont. Fubar Radio, Sam and Lucy with you until 8 o'clock this evening. However, we'll be here till 9 because this is the past. We're speaking to you from Thursday. The Thursday has just been. I don't know what you're up to. Perhaps went to work, to college, perhaps got your A-level results. I know a lot of people did.
Oh yeah, congrats or commiserations.
Yeah, I mean, I'd never want to get involved with these things. Go on, Lou, shut that window.
Sorry.
We'll just play some music while you do. This Don Omar track to anybody who got their A-level results today.
Yeah.
If you did
well, enjoy.
By today, I mean last Thursday, because of course you're listening to this on Sunday. So maybe you've had a mad weekend because you've had great results and you're about to go to university. Or maybe you've had a mad weekend because you're drowning your sorrows. My brother got his A-level results this time last year. Uh-huh. But I spoke to him this week and he was like, oh, big night Thursday, I'm off out, doing all that. Oh, got my new clothes ready for Thursday night.
Bless him.
Doing all that. And I was like, why? What are you celebrating? Oh, A-level results day, isn't it? And I was like, well, I'm gone. You're a year too old. And he was like, so what? I'm going out with everybody. A-level results day, doing all that. What's the point? It's been and gone for him.
See, it's awkward because I was going to be going out tonight, but
A-level
not for it, but they would have all been there, obviously, because it is my best friend and flatmate's 21st birthday today.
Can we get a shout out?
Happy birthday, Furby. Happy birthday, love you.
Congratulations, you've got through your first 21 years of your life.
Yep, and three of them living with me. Well done with that.
I mean, that does take
something.
It's
going to be four.
Really?
Yeah.
That's who you're moving in with?
Yeah, just me and Fairby.
What is she thinking?
Yeah, nutter. That's what my mum said.
4 years of you.
My mum actually said, are you sure Fairby wants to live with you? Isn't that horrendous? My own mother.
And what was your response?
I said, I do lie a lot. That must be really annoying to live with.
Yeah, I mean, do you lie to Fairby?
No, never.
Well, you say this, but the type of lies you tell, I'm not sure.
I think she'd know if I was pregnant or French. Or both.
See, I think I'm more likely to lie to somebody I know than to a random person in the street.
See, I'm definitely not. Like, I don't think I would or have ever lied to you.
Oh, come on, you must have.
I can't think of a time I have. I might have spared your feelings, but that's not lying, is it?
Spared my feelings? So, but that, you mean like, oh, your hair looks nice.
Yeah.
Right, is it something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. What about Sunday that has just been?
Yep.
This time last week, if you're listening to us on a Sunday, when we once again didn't do a show.
Yeah, that was my fault.
And there was about five different reasons that you told me that why you wouldn't be able to
attend. I had a gig and a load of work to do.
Right, so which one was the truth?
Both of them. I had a gig and loads of work to do, and I couldn't, because if I'd just had the work to do, I'd have got it done in the morning and early afternoon.
Okay.
And come to FUBAR Towers.
Right.
Right. But I did have a gig, which was from 12 till 3, and I said yes to it because I thought, oh, 3 till 6, I can make that. I can just drive really quickly. But that meant I didn't have enough time to do my work. Plus, I couldn't go on the train because I thought, oh, maybe if I get the train to the gig and then the train from the gig to the radio, I might have enough time to do my work, which I wouldn't have anyway. But, yeah, it just didn't happen.
Well, there you are. I might have done a show on my own if I hadn't found out at about 11 o'clock on the Sunday morning.
Oh, get over it.
But we'll leave that behind because we are here today.
God's sake, get over it.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR Radio. And a theme that has developed throughout this show is Lucy's lying.
Lying!
She's told me about all her lies. I think it is time for me to give away a lie that... I haven't told it myself, but a lie that, for me, is the best lie I have ever heard in my life.
Oh, okay, so you're not telling one about yourself, so I'm going to look like the criminal in this situation.
I don't lie, Lucy.
Oh, that's just such a lie.
You've definitely
lied to me.
I don't think I've ever lied to you. When?
I think we must have both lied to each other on a Sunday morning once or twice before.
I don't think so. I remember last Sunday morning when you texted me saying, I'm not going to be able to do the show. Mm. I've never been more relieved in my life because you texted me...
I know you always are.
You texted me about 11 o'clock and I hadn't been to sleep yet. So I was very relieved that we weren't doing a show. Very relieved.
Oh, bless you.
But anyway, leave that behind, because I still was going to turn up. I wasn't going to lie. I'll leave the lying to my friends. Or in this case, a friend of a friend. Right. You know, one of those people who's just like, oh yeah, I know who he is.
More than an acquaintance?
More than an acquaintance.
Okay.
Basically, I got to know him better at Glastonbury Festival. We were both aware of each other's existence, I think, a lot of time. When we were about 8 years old, very close. Drift apart, come back together at Glastonbury, and at Glastonbury... A story emerged that beats all stories ever, okay?
Better than pretending to be French and pregnant.
It's up there with that. Well, do you know what? I think it surpasses it.
Okay, shoot.
My genuine thoughts when I heard this was, I'm so lucky as someone who tries to do radio that I've just heard this story, because that is brilliant. I'm going to tell that story over and over again on many different radio stations throughout my potential career that may happen. Maybe. But
and
at least
this is the first one.
This is the first time. Okay.
This is the birthing of your lifelong anecdote.
Yes, it is.
And it's not even about your life.
But it's an anecdote you have to tell backwards.
Right.
Because it starts with my friend. I'm going to name him Declan.
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 Is that the first name that pops into your head?
No, Declan is his real name.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't want to name him.
No. I won't give away Declan's surname, but we'll just say Declan. Okay?
Hi,
but of course,
Deck.
If he's listening, yeah, if Deck's listening, he'll know who he is.
Hi, Deck.
He's only going to know one Sam Hutt, isn't he?
Surely, there can't be two of you.
Well, no, I don't think so. But anyway, Deck, I'm sorry about this, mate, but it's got to be told. I just hope your mum isn't listening. Okay. So, Deck graduated this time, as did me and you, Lucy.
Congratulations.
Exactly. At our graduations, we were accompanied by our mum, our dad, who else?
Mum and auntie.
Mum and auntie you went with. Very nice, a good choice of family members.
Thank you.
I took my dad. It wasn't my choice, that's who my mum decided to invite. In fact, it was up to me.
What a fantastic way of phrasing that.
No, I didn't mean that. Of course I want my dad to attend my graduation. But I wasn't bothered about going. I told you about this, didn't I?
Yeah.
I wasn't going
to
go.
You were trying to be all cool and blasé because that's what you do.
No, I just was
like... Because you're like a badass DJ man. Oh my God. We're at a party. Oh, put some tunes on. You guys are like this. You would have heard of it. It's going to be number one. Promise, mate. Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, I didn't do this.
Shapes. Yeah.
I didn't
Come on.
Do this at graduation. Obviously.
It's my graduation. I don't even care though. Yeah.
Very strange impression of me.
Oh, sorry. Wait. Oh, I don't even care. Like.
There you are. Okay. Apparently, I'm Geordie now.
Yeah. Aren't you? Is that not where you're from?
That is not where
Geordie
I'm from.
Land.
I'm not from Geordie Land.
Scotland.
Lucy, do you know how many people you're winding up with this?
Irish.
You're. Why did so many people up? You're literally, all you're leaving...
Welsh.
I'm not Welsh.
Are you French?
I'm not French.
But you don't sound right.
For God's sake, I'd stop it if I was you, because you are annoying a lot of people.
I'm joking, sort of.
Anyway, as I was saying, family members tend to go to graduation.
Yeah,
should
all right,
you
come
choose
on, come
to
on.
Go.
Yeah.
I chose to go in the end, however, Declan decided he can't go.
He can't go to graduation. Why can't he go to graduation?
Because he can't invite his mum to graduation.
Why?
Obviously, his mum wants to go to graduation, but he thinks, you can't come, so I'm going to have to just say I'm not that bothered.
Is she really embarrassing?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. But that's not where the story's going.
What if Declan's mum's listening to this?
Well, first of all, Dex's mum, you're not embarrassing, I can say that, but that's not where the story's going. Dex's mum didn't have some kind of YouTube moment where she rugby tackles the dean of the university. That isn't where the story goes.
Well, it's not going anywhere at the moment.
Declan doesn't even invite his mum to graduation because he can't invite his mum to graduation.
Is she alive?
She's alive, yes she
good,
is.
Good,
that wouldn't be a story for the radio, would it?
No, it wouldn't, no. But I don't trust you.
The reason Declan can't invite his mum to graduation, despite her being alive and in good health...
In
and
prison?
Not that embarrassing. She's also not in prison, as far as I'm aware.
Why couldn't he invite her then?
Here it is. Here's the kicker of the story. A story that, thus far, I have told awfully. And Declan, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Declan told his mum... Well, he's been telling his mum for the last 3 years, since he first went to university in September 2012, that he's been attending the University of Swansea.
Right.
Now, half of that is true. Declan is in Swansea attending university. But, in fact, the university he goes to is Swansea Metropolitan University. And this whole time, he's been lying to his mum that he's attending a uni of, a red brick, if you like.
Yeah.
But of course he's not. He's going to what my dad would call a polytechnic.
It's not a poly.
Well, that's what my dad would call a metropolitan university. I'm sure your dad probably does that too. The very thing, my dad's very particular about his universities.
Okay.
And do you know what? I didn't make him proud. I didn't go to a red brick. I went to a poly. I'm sorry, Dad. But Declan told his mum he went to a proper university. She thinks he's going to a proper university. The only way she would ever find out about him not attending the university she's been led to believe that he attends
is if she went to his graduation.
Therefore, he had to just tell his mum, don't worry about it. No one's going. None of my mates are going. I ain't that bothered. Let's just move on with our lives now and forget university ever happened.
Why would you lie?
I don't know. Just to try and please his mum.
It just blossoms, doesn't it? This is what I'm talking about. The gremlin, and then it just keeps tapping away. That is much bigger than my lies, though.
Well, that went on for 3 years.
It's going to go on for the rest of his life.
The good thing with your lie, though, it can only go on for 9 months. Can't it?
Probably that I'll have no baby at the end of it.
Although you've started at 6 months. You made that difficult for yourself.
I'll just say I lost it or something.
You lost your baby?
I don't know. What else can I say?
I don't know.
Sold it?
Well, the way you lie, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody listening now is thinking, like, I know she's not pregnant, but if she was to become pregnant, she is definitely not keeping that baby. She is terrible, a terrible, terrible person.
I'm not terrible, I'm just pregnant and French. It's a difference. That is xenophobic, Sam.
It's quite weird that you've had this dream, because in my... Sorry, you've told this story, because in my dream last night, I became a father.
No!
And I was in floods of tears when I woke up.
Were you actually?
Yes.
We are sharing way too much this show.
Can you say things like that on the radio?
We need to pull this back. Play a song.
Sorry, I think we'll do Naughty Naughty's tune.
After,
on the back of this, we'll tell you what's actually going on with the show. As I've said, I've brought nothing to this show except a story that I killed and some Haribo. Lucy has brought a lot more, haven't you, Luce?
I've got some bits and bobs.
Okay, we'll find out what those bits and bobs are on the other side of this. Blink-182, All Small Things, it's your Naughty Naughty's tune.
Your ride.
four small things. It's Blink 182 and a man that is the original star of reality TV, Mr. Travis Barker. He was letting in you in his house way before that Kim Kardashian was.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
7 minutes to 7 on your Sunday evening. Nearly slipped up there because it's in fact a Thursday. We can say it now because it's out there. Lucy, will you do me a favour and just shut that window?
Oh. Can't we keep it open?
No, because well, then we'll get like all these noises. Because, look, I don't want to say too much about where FUBAR Towers is, but it's very likely that you'd hear this.
Can we start up like a Kickstarter?
What do you mean?
To get, like, you know, Kickstarter and Indiegogo crowdfunding.
Yes, stuff. I've heard of these things.
Can't we start one of them up to get air conditioning at a FUBAR?
Like, no comments.
I feel the quality of what I would generate for you listeners would be so much higher if I wasn't so hot every week.
It's just the summer, isn't it? I guess.
Well, yeah, but it's not this hot outside.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It absolutely
How come when
is.
I open the window it gets cooler then?
Hmm? Okay, that's true. Hmm? That does happen. Hmm? But I was genuinely walking down the street between the tube station and FUBAR HQ, and I was thinking, I have never been this hot in my life. It is awful. It felt like a bloke who just got off a treadmill. You know one of those blokes that shouldn't be on a treadmill? He's way too big to be on a treadmill. He
but
should give up.
That's why he's on the treadmill.
Okay, right, okay, that's unfair. But he's way too big for the treadmill. He's almost about to go through the floor.
No, I'm not listening to you.
One of those.
Yeah, and that's great that he's doing that, and good for him. You don't go on a treadmill, Sam.
No, I don't go on a treadmill.
You're just naturally skinny and scrawny.
There you go, okay. But in the same way I don't step on a treadmill, I'm also not doing the weights, right? I know weights
but
aren't for me.
But you maybe should.
No, but weights aren't for me. Look out. Because I'm going, so I'm making that noise in one corner with 10 kilograms, and he's going.
That's what the gym's for. The gym isn't for perfection.
We could do more roleplay if you wanted.
Okay.
This is gym music. Come on, so you be my personal trainer.
Hang on, let me get up. Let me put my knickknacks away. Hang on. Okay. Then.
That's not what a personal trainer would say.
Oh, I'm being the personal trainer.
Right, so I'll be me first. You personal train me, okay?
Okay. Hey, ladies. I feel like I'm a Zumba teacher.
No, you're not a Zumba teacher. It's one-on-one.
Why is it one-on-one?
You're just training me because I've got 10 kilograms.
Okay. Hey, I'm Kelly. I'm here to be your personal trainer for today.
Hi, Kelly. Can you turn the music down? It's all a bit loud in here.
But it's getting us pumping and ready, Sam.
Oh, yes, if you say so. So, Kelly, as you can see, I'm not that big. I've been accused by my co-host, Luciana Gray, that I'm scrawny and naturally skinny and a joke. She called me a joke, Lucy. I mean, Kelly.
And that you are, Sam, but we can fix that. Now, get those dumbbells. Get me 240k in each hand.
Okay, just bear with me. There you go.
You got them?
Yeah.
You got them? Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to do 3 sets, 15 reps in each one. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, and back straight, legs apart.
Okay, thanks, Kelly.
And one. One. Okay, good. That was kind of one.
Is that the noise you make?
Yeah! And two. Okay, maybe we'll just do one set of three.
For anyone listening at home, I can promise you, I promise you, we're not getting paid. We are not. So don't worry. Do think to yourself, how are these two getting paid? How do they make a living? What the hell are they doing? They don't deserve to make any money when they're acting like idiots on the radio. This is just
this
fun.
This is why I'm not paying for train fares.
Right? That's exactly right. If we were any good at this, if we were any good at doing roleplay in a gym, Lucy wouldn't be
talking
French.
I thought I was quite
French.
Good then.
You weren't bad, actually. That is how Kelly at the gym would talk, to
I
be fair.
I thought I was quite good.
It wasn't bad. I'll give you that, Luce. Is that what you want to hear?
I benched £200 the other day on my legs.
Did you really? Look, I mean, why are you bragging? Because...
just proud of it.
Because need
for
I remind
a pregnant
you,
woman, that's impressive. No,
yes, that is very impressive. For
thank you, please.
But I'm really hoping one day that you do bump into somebody at the gym that you saw on that train, and they're like, whoa, she's only about 2 weeks away from giving birth now, and look at her go.
She looks amazing, yeah.
She's benching
she
20
that?
People.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, where were we before we head to the gym?
What can I say? Just be very impressive.
You should have done that. Keep up the French accent whilst you're talking pregnancy.
Putty baby.
Pretty baby.
Yeah.
Does that mean unborn baby in French?
A little baby.
A little baby, okay.
Baby.
What? Right, okay, just stop. Baby. Stop. You've got to give this up. You have to. Because we've got a show to do.
No.
No, stop it. We've got games and things planned. Not that I've planned
that you've planned. Oui, les jeux, les jeux.
Right, can we cut the French now? Seriously.
Yeah, I can't speak French.
No French now.
But you know what I can speak?
Okay.
Politics.
Right, okay. I mean, I can't do politics, so this will have to be your bit. Have you got a phone call you need
I'm
to
really
take?
I'm really sorry, I've got a phone call.
Yeah, but do you need to take it?
Oh, I just sorted out where I'm going to stay tonight, because I haven't got much money, so I'm trying to sleep at someone's house.
Well, of course you would stay at someone's house. Anybody, even with money, would stay at someone's house, right, as opposed to go to a hotel, wouldn't they?
Well, it depends how much money you've got.
Right, don't be dealing with this now. Put the phone down.
I bet James Acaster would stay in a hotel.
Well, he's not here at the moment, is he?
I don't know. I'm really sad. We're not on a Sunday. Right, really
that's got to be moved away from the microphones. You're really ruining this link.
Okay.
No, you're not.
I'm done.
Stop.
I'm done. I literally just said the word. Right.
While away.
Okay, fine. I'm going.
Is that put it out the window.
It's by the window.
Okay. Now can we do a show?
I literally just texted her saying radio.
Radio. Okay. Right. So what we'll do? We'll pretend this last. You know that bit with the gym.
Yeah.
We'll pretend that didn't happen. This
oh,
bit
no.
with your phone, we'll pretend that didn't happen.
Can we keep the gym in?
And what we'll do, we'll pretend that the Blink 182 is just finished, okay?
Okay, okay.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Oh, Blink 182, he was letting people in his house before Kim Kardashian, weren't he?
Oh, do you have to do that? Because, do you know what? I was hoping that that bit would also stay with the gym. Like, that would... That would just be forgotten. But that is true. Travis Barker.
I'm not letting you get away with that.
Travis Barker, reality star.
Yeah.
From about 10 years ago. Did you ever watch At Home with the Barkers or something it was called?
No.
Do you know who Travis Barker is?
Blink 182 guy.
He's a drummer in Blink 182.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Very famous man. And
that's
he was letting
said.
People in his house way before Kim
I
Kardashian.
Know Travis, me and Travi. Traverso.
So it might not have been for you, but there'll be people at home going, oh yeah.
Barky Barker.
I remember watching Travis Barker on E!
E?
You know, E Entertainment? That's what the Kardashians
right.
are on.
Oh, okay.
You're just not my audience. How have we got this far doing a radio show together when your references are not at all like mine? Which this game is about to prove.
Which this game just demonstrates. And I'm going to tell everyone what you said earlier, which you're not going to be happy about.
Right,
okay.
What did I say?
So, I have taken one of our classic games.
Right, what game's that?
Sam's Memorabilia game.
Okay.
The best name ever.
Thank you.
And this time it is... Play your Corbin right.
Right, okay.
That's
what's
right.
this about? Do you want some music to go with it?
Give me a little bed.
I forgot that would work.
Yeah,
how about this one? That'll do, won't it?
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so it's Play Your Corbin Right. But what's so exciting about this one is that we also have a bonus Jeremy Corbyn round at the end involving Twitter, which
okay.
I will explain at the end. So, Play Your Corbyn Right, it's like the traditional Play Your Cards Right game.
Okay.
I will give you a piece of Corbyn, Jeremy Corbyn this is.
Right, this you'll need to explain.
No, this is the thing. I came in and I said, oh, I've done the memorabilia game and I've got like a whole bonus thing, it's going to be really funny. And he was like, who is it? And I was like, oh, it's Jeremy Corbyn, da 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 da. And he went, who?
Yeah, who? I think that's a good question.
No, it's not. Right, and this is not being like, white, like snobby or like, oh my God, you don't know who that is. You're so uncool. Like, it's literally not that at all. He's all over the news. Like, newspapers, radio, TV, everywhere. Comedy shows, serious shows. And this is not me being a snob. I guarantee if there is a single person listening to this who doesn't know who Jeremy Corbyn is, and I'm not saying you need to know loads about him, but you've heard his name recently and you know roughly.
Look, I've heard the name, but he's no Beckham, is he?
Well,
like, if you say Corbyn, I'm going, oh, is it Jeremy? Or, you know, whereas if you say, oh, it's Beckham,
this
straight away I'm going, okay, let's hear about David.
Jeremy Corbyn, for those that don't know, which is literally no one but Sam, but I feel I should tell him as we're playing the game, is one of the Labour MPs going to be running to be Labour leader.
Yep. We can't comment on who might win.
Well, we can, and we will do in leading up to the Labour leadership
elections. No, we won't,
because
it's not for us to do, is it,
Luce?
We're
going to do a whole bit about it.
I will drown you out.
I'm going to do a whole bit about it. No, I'm going to do that.
Not on this show.
Try and stop me. But that's not what now's about. Now is about Play Your Corbyn Memorabilia Right. So, very simple. I will give you a piece of Jeremy Corbyn memorabilia.
Okay.
And the price. And then you tell me if the next item I give you
very
is
nice.
Higher or lower than that price.
We love doing this with politicians, don't we?
Are you ready to play, Sam?
Ready when you are, mate. I've got the music and everything.
So, number one on Play Your Corbin Memorabilia Right. A pair of Cheers, Jeremy, beer mats with his key policies on the back. That costs
£1.98. I'm going to keep notes of this.
Okay, £1.98 for a pair of Cheers, Jeremy, beer mats with his key policies on the back. But are five We Love You, Jezza badges higher or lower?
Straight away, I know how much badges are on eBay because I bought them in the past.
What for, may I ask?
You know when you had to have like loads of badges on your rucksack?
Yes,
when you
was
at school? Yeah.
Which, if you look at my rucksack today, I have a badge on it.
Okay, what's it say?
It's, I think it's I Paid a Pound. It's a Richard Herring badge thing.
Okay.
To support his podcast, which probably a lot of our listeners listen to. So, you know, Rahulastapur to all of you.
What does that mean?
Doesn't matter, you wouldn't like it.
That's what you say to each other. Don't give me your in crowd
you wouldn't
ways
like
of
it.
Saying hello. Just don't. Because you know what I could do?
You
I could go.
Like it.
Right, starting from now, on this show.
Oh, you'd be like, oh, that is filth, man.
On this show.
Oh, my whippet is so filth, man. That is peng. My flat cap is peng a leng. Piff, piff.
Is that how I speak? I speak nothing like that. But we can start introducing words that only people who listen to the show will understand. So from now on, we will start this show with the words. No, I've got nothing.
You're an idiot.
I've got nothing.
You're an absolute idiot.
And also, that'd be stealing Richard's thing, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, yeah, it's just, it doesn't matter, for goodness sake. Anyway, the pair of Cheers Jeremy beer mats were £1.98.
Yeah, good price for them.
Five We Love You Jezza badges, higher or lower?
99p for me, so definitely lower.
We Love Jezza badges.
Yeah, badges, little badges. Yeah, five
of them.
I'd pay 20p for one of them. Are you kidding?
It's actually £4.95. It is higher. Incorrect.
You're kidding me. Oh, sorry, you want some sound effects,
I
do you?
I want you to do the wrong noise. Because I'm not allowed to touch the freaking buttons.
No, because there was an incident once, wasn't there?
It was an incident one time.
You know how we don't always do shows on a Sunday? There was one particular Sunday where we tried to do a show, but it all just went...
Let's not talk about that. Okay, next we have an I Heart Jeremy Corbyn mug with a picture of the man himself. Is that higher or lower than £4.95?
Higher. I'll say you pay about £7 for that.
Oh, correct. It's £7.95.
Sorry. Oh, no. There's all sorts going on. This is what happened when Lucy presses buttons.
I didn't press them.
What I meant to press
instant
was this.
Instant karma. Instant karma. When I did the radio show, all the button pressing went right.
Really?
I was just felt sad without you being there. I was just a bit down. Next, we have an I Heart Jeremy Corbyn cotton pillow with a pixelated image of his face on it. Is that higher or lower than the mug, which was £7.95?
Repeat it. A pixelated
so
what?
So it's a cotton pillow.
Okay,
and it
cotton
says,
pillow.
I Heart Jeremy Corbyn.
I Heart Jeremy, right.
And then on the right-hand side of the pillow is a picture of him, but it's really pixelated.
For me, I'll go lower just because we've had a couple of hours in a row.
It's incorrect. It's higher at £8.99.
Did you hear that? Sorry, the fader's a bit low. I'm having a nightmare here.
What is going on? It's the heat, isn't it?
It must be the heat and maybe the time because we're kind of an hour later than normal, aren't we?
Yeah,
and we've had
time.
A day of work and oh, come on.
Right, we've got two more. An 8-inch teddy bear wearing a Jeremy Corbyn t-shirt. Is that
it's got to be higher.
Lower?
I'd pay money for that.
It's a trick question. It's the same price.
Because that's what you get when it's the same price, apparently.
That's the combination. Okay, the final one. So that was it. The teddy bear was £8.99. What about... It's a t-shirt, but they've made Corbyn's face into the traditional Che Guevara style picture.
Okay, I like that.
How much do you think that costs? Is that higher or lower than £8.99?
They've done this with people before, haven't they? I'd go Russell Brand, Ricky Gervais, they've all been turned into Che Guevara. Now, those kind of t-shirts, you see in HMV,
mm-hmm.
and they'd cost quite a bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
£15 for one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So Corbyn, he's in the news, as you say, a lot at the moment. I'm going to give £19.99. Higher.
It is higher. Price is off, but you get the point anyway. It's £11.99 for the Che Guevara Corbyn t-shirt. If you want to get yourself one of them, head to eBay.
I don't think eBay need your help plugging themselves, do they? eBay really
don't need eBay anymore.
You're kidding.
Really? Do people still use
people
eBay?
People love it, mate. People are making a living off eBay.
I don't use eBay anymore. But do you know what it is time for now? Give me some excitement.
Okay.
Mr. DJ.
I can try.
Go on, give me some excitement. I want to hear your version of excitement. Oh my god.
Is that exciting?
Okay,
I mean,
great.
We could try some other music. How about that? Is that excitement?
Oh my god. It's time for the bonus round!
Right, come on, let's have it.
So, something that's been going on is that a lot of people have been doing fake Jeremy Corbyn accounts and doing jokes in his name.
Right, they do this, don't they? But it's normally with people from, like, Coronation Street and stuff.
Exactly. And what they've done is they've taken traditional starts to jokes.
Yeah.
Or, like, they're not necessarily your question and answer jokes. It could be, like, a little riff, like your mama kind of jokes.
Okay, I love a your mama joke.
And then they've changed the ending. So some of these you'll be like, oh, I know the answer to this one. But actually, they've given the Jeremy Corbyn answer. I want you to give me what you think is the Jeremy Corbyn answer. If you're close enough, you get 1 point. If you're very creative, you get 2 points.
Okay. Well, but you'll be the judge, not Corbyn himself.
It'll be me.
Okay, cool.
I will channel Corbyn. Okay, the first one. My mother-in-law is so fat.
My mother-in-law is so fat. She does the hang on. My mother-in-law is so fat, she's the face of rice pies.
I'm afraid that's incorrect. It's actually obesity is a deep-lying issue, particularly among the elderly.
Oh, because he's so left. He's so left that that's what he'd say. Is that right?
Yeah, well
right,
done.
Okay, right, so I know where this is going now. I get it.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Because he wanted to help a homeless man on the other side.
That is a very serious issue at the heart of agriculture and transport issues and not helped by PFI.
Right, okay. Wait, PFI? What's PFI?
Why did the man put money in the freezer? You know that joke? He put his money in the freezer? You know what the answer
I don't know what the answer is to that.
Do you know what?
Is an ISA? Something about an ISA?
Oh, it's good. No, okay. Do you want freezer's assets?
You want to freeze his assets,
yeah,
right, okay.
But the answer is harsh austerity measures. Oh, why are there no aspirin in the jungle?
Why is there no aspirin in the jungle? Because aspirin production should be banned because it's a form of drugs.
Oh, not quite, because the NHS cuts have led to supplies of jungle medicine dialing down local services.
Okay.
Okay, you must know this.
I do like these, though.
Went to the zoo. There was only one dog in it.
In the zoo?
Yeah, you must know that joke.
I've never heard that joke in my life.
Went to the zoo. There was only one dog in it. It was a shit zoo.
Oh, it was a shit.
But actually, okay. The correct answer on the Corbyn bonus round is, under the last Labour government, zoos were booming and well-stocked with a variety of beasts.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this the final one?
This one is not... this is just an actual joke.
Okay.
What's a Blairite's favourite dating app?
I don't know. There's plenty more Tories in the sea.
Oh, good, but it's Spinder, but it's like Spin Doctor, because there's no E in it.
Okay, I like it.
That's the end of the Corbyn memorabilia. Play your Corbyn memorabilia right, or whatever I call it, and the bonus round, which I think people at home might have liked, maybe.
Well, I'm going to make two apologies now, actually.
Right, okay, fine.
Apology, first of all, to you, Lucy, because you put a lot of effort into that, and unfortunately
that... say it's rubbish?
No, it's not rubbish.
I've got loads of grapes here to throw
at you. It is not rubbish. It's absolutely not rubbish. However... hear me out. Hear me out.
I'm poised.
Don't be poised.
Literally, that's a grape that I'm...
Yes, I know. Right, so please...
You know they can't see us.
I'm sorry.
I'm so hot.
The effort you put in and the intelligence and the political know-how that took.
It was very Radio 4.
It was very
wasn't it?
Yes,
I'm sorry, I'm eating the grape now.
Hear me out. Because you've had your apology, but also I'd like to make an apology to those at home who, like me, had no clue what was going on during that last game. Please don't throw any grapes at me. Here's Circa Waves.
Oh,
Circleways, tracks called My Love. You join us right in the middle of the most unorganised radio show you'll ever hear, even by our standards.
What?
Sorry. I think it's because...
It's disorganised, you cretin.
What did I say?
Unorganised.
Sorry, disorganised.
You're so stupid.
Do you mean that?
No.
Do you really mean that? Because that's harsh, that. If you mean that's quite unfair.
You know what? I think you're a really bright guy, and I do like your hair and your nondescript grey t-shirts that just seem to be endless.
Well, it could be the same one each time. Could be that.
I wear something different every week.
I would never know, because I just see, right, if I look at you, I just see brown hair, flowers. Okay, so you
I do
look
wear flowers a lot.
So you look at me and go, brown hair, t-shirt, nothing much on that t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing, isn't it? Although you're going slightly brighter, I still don't know
slightly.
The difference.
I'm always brighter than you.
No, but what I'm saying is I don't know the difference between your flowery dresses.
I need to get some more dresses because I went out a lot last week and I was just, every single time I wore a flowery skater dress.
Right, what does a skater dress mean? Look, I don't know these terms.
This is, okay, so, I mean, everyone listening at home knows what skater dress is.
Look, I've seen skateboarders before, they don't wear them.
Okay, so it comes in at the waist.
Okay.
And then flares out a bit, but it's not like puffy out.
Okay.
It just flares out a bit like that.
They come in very useful when you're pretending to be pregnant.
Exactly,
am I right?
Because you can just go boom and stick your belly out.
During that last record, which was Circa Waves, I nipped to get some water for us both. Here's your bottle, by the way.
Oh, did you get me a bottle of water?
There you go.
Oh, thanks, mate.
But when I came back in, lighting had changed. Do you want to tell everyone at home what's changed?
I put mood lighting on. No, right. So basically, I don't think I've mentioned it yet, but I'm really hot. And there's these three spotlights at the top of the studio that just drill into my head. So what I decided to do, I found a little lamp in the corner that I was fiddling with and it just came on and it was a beautiful dim light. So I put that on, turned the main lights off. But I realised now that might make it seem like I was trying to make it like a romantic, lovely mood setting for Sam.
She's put grapes in front of me. I went and got the water.
No, you took my grapes, I think.
And
the
now the mood lighting is on.
You took my snack and put them over by you. I didn't even offer you a knick-knack.
You didn't,
no. No, thanks for the water though, mate.
I know, well, thank you. It's nice enough for me to get the water, but nice enough for you for actually organising a show. Because what I meant was, when I said it was disorganised, the show, is I feel out of control. Because for 1 week only, I literally have nothing.
You're just on a whirlwind.
I am. I've gone straight from work, if I'm honest.
Why? Have you been going out a lot or something?
What do you mean?
Why are you, like, are you tired or are you busy? Like,
It's odd. Basically, I don't do anything after work, yet I still feel like I don't actually sit down until about 9 o'clock, 9:30.
See, I do loads after work.
Like what?
Band rehearsal. I'm directing a play at the moment. I'm also doing some journalism in the evenings, think that around my job. I'm also doing a bit of cleaning for this guy down the road because I feel bad letting him down now I've got a proper job. Yeah, and still seeing my friends and going out a lot of birthdays at the moment.
Right, so what's, yeah, but when do you sleep?
Not much. On the train. I slept on the train here.
Really?
And I set an alarm on my iPad so I'd wake up like at the stop before.
So you're just one of those people who's getting little bits of sleep. You don't actually need your 8 hours.
I don't know about need. I think I could do with it.
Okay.
And it's a bit of a problem at the moment because I'm not getting enough sleep. But hey.
Well, do you not think to yourself, oh, I'm doing radio tomorrow, maybe I should sleep a bit so then
Which
I am
I didn't
on par
go out
with
last
Sam?
Night. I didn't go out last night even though I was asked to go to the pub after my big concert because last night I played a big concert.
Right, which finished at what time?
Finished at 10. And it was about half an hour away from my house. So I got home at 10:30 and straight into bed. Yeah, sleep at 11 o'clock.
Do you reckon?
No.
So what time do you actually go to sleep?
Because I was doing emails and stuff.
Well, you don't mean that. I know what emails means. You means you were catching up on EastEnders. Or perhaps worse, Coronation Street.
It's a Wednesday.
Street.
There's no EastEnders on a Wednesday, so...
All right, then. Well, whatever you might be watching, I tend to listen to the radio when I get into bed.
I listen to podcasts.
Okay, well, there you are. We're getting distracted from actually going to sleep, aren't we?
I know. I need to sleep more, and I need to stop going out so much. It's getting ridiculous now.
It's getting ridiculous.
I'm more sleep.
Because anyone listening now will be like, ah, that's why the show's been crap the last couple of weeks.
Why? Because Lucy's been going out.
Well, perhaps, yeah.
So have you. You've been going to festivals like Mandem or I'm a DJ.
I've not been DJing any Mandem festivals. What are you talking about? Not once
That's
have I DJed at a
like,
festival.
Isn't it?
No, nothing
That's
like.
That's what you're like.
If anything,
I get confused. One minute I get told I'm being xenophobic to like...
That was very xenophobic.
The Geordies or whatever you are.
Yeah.
And then the next minute you're saying you're not a DJ. I don't know where I stand with you.
Well, I'm not a DJ.
You act like one.
No, I don't.
You act like you think you're one.
Would I be here if I was a DJ?
There's some decks behind. Maybe it's just because whenever I look at you, because as we've made it clear in the past, me and Sam do not hang out outside of these four walls.
Thank God.
That would be awful. And when I look at you, there's just some big decks behind you that we've never used. Maybe that's why I think, and you're wearing headphones, maybe that's why I think you're a DJ.
Well, do you know, I have long thought I should make use of those decks when I'm here.
Oh, we should.
Because then I wouldn't have to talk to you.
Should I bring some of my vinyls?
Nah, they're CDJs, those.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Rather than, like, vinyls, we just need CDs.
What's the point in that, then?
Well, you can. It still works like it's vinyl.
Why? Why?
Because you just... Oh, forget it. That's not what we're here to talk about. I think... I mean, have you got BBC Sport up there?
I haven't got BBC Sport, no.
Right, get BBC Sport up, because I think it's about time we get your predictions ahead of this weekend's football.
Well, no, that's not happening, because I thought about this, actually, because I put some thought into this show, and you asked me to do my football predictions for Saturday, but I realised we were doing this on a Sunday.
Yes.
So, no, but it will have already happened.
Yeah, that's exactly what I need.
No, because I've predicted for the entire season.
Okay, well, I reckon we have those predictions, but what I wanted to do was present the sports report as if it had happened.
Yeah, I've done. Yeah, I've prepared that. I know what happened yesterday.
Do you actually?
Yeah, go on then.
Sports.
So yesterday, Watford played West Brom. West Brom 1-5-0.
There you go. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
West Ham Leicester. It's 2-1 to West Ham. Go on the Hammers. And then we have Bristol City next to Brentford. It was a draw, 10-10. And finally, we have Ross County versus Hearts. And it was nothing happened. They actually cancelled the game.
Really? Weather?
No. Ross County. Four of the players have broken their legs. Freak coincidence.
Coin incidents.
That's about it. There wasn't much else football going on. I can tell you what happened on Friday, if you like.
Go on, then.
Friday, Aston Villa, Man U. Aston Villa, 8-0 to Man U.
8-0 to... So,
fact!
It's a fact.
Friday
there
night,
you go.
That's what happened. Aston Villa, 8-0 to Manchester United. Who'd have thunk it? Would you like to hear my season predictions?
Okay, well, we might as well, Lucy. Where are we?
Because it's sport. Do-do-do-do, sport. So football, right, so the season started last Saturday.
Yes, it did. Well
you
done, Luce.
Last
so
Saturday.
We've had the season now for over a week, if you like.
A week and a day, and it kicked off with Man U versus Tottenham, and the score was 6-0 to Tottenham. Well done, Tottenham.
I don't think it was.
And I thought I'd give my predictions to each of the league, who I think is going to come top and who's going to come bottom.
Okay, so, I like it.
Premier League, the big one, numero uno. We have Chelsea and Man U to get relegated and Millwall to take the victory.
Well, Millwall
moving
aren't
on to the Championship
the...
League. It's the climax in a head-to-head between Morton and Marsh Ladies and Scunthorpe, but Morton Ladies will triumph. City and Spurs to go down.
Do you play for Morton Ladies?
No, I used to. Despite their fantastic start against the season in Man U. League One, every single game will be a draw, so nothing is going to change. And finally, League Two, Spartans FC with a clear win with Liverpool. Well, they can't get relegated, so it's League Two, so they have to...
Well, no, they can get relegated.
So
they got
made to do 20 lips of the pitch as a punishment? Yeah?
No, I don't...
Na-na-na-na-na, Lucy's football predictions. But some of them actually happened, they weren't predictions.
There you have it. That is not what I was expecting. I was expecting perhaps we could
fact.
Just... Oh, okay. I mean, I can only...
All fact.
I can't argue with it because, of course, it's not happened yet.
Fact.
I do worry, though. Say somebody has turned on to Fubar Radio.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Welcome along. But if they've turned on, having not looked at the football or any kind of the internet, Twitter, they haven't seen any sport all over the weekend.
Then I'll have informed them and sorted them out, so they don't need to bother go Googling it.
Okay, well, let's say that. Let's say they take what you've just said at face value.
Yes, which they should, because I never lie.
They think that Little Morton and Marsh Ladies have just...
Why little? Stop saying little.
No, because I thought that's what it's called, Little Morton.
I thought you were calling the ladies little.
No, of course. I'm not like you. I don't like to cast aspersions.
What?
Well, you do all these voices that are potentially sound like me.
Oh, the man dem.
This is what I'm talking about. Whereas I like to keep myself to myself.
Can somebody talk? tweet in and tell me if they like me doing impressions of Sam, because I keep doing it every week.
It's awful. I
find it really funny and it really makes me laugh. So tweet at Lucianne Gray at some point in the next week and let me know if you like it. Oh, and can we do a quick little shout out to Aidan?
Yes, we can.
I still hate the song, by the way, Aidan. I thought that was a good sports report.
It wasn't bad, but as I say, if anyone's going to listen to that for the first time, take it at face value, they're going to think they've woken up on a different planet, aren't they?
Good.
Some kind of parallel universe where Little Morton and Marsh ladies taking on Liverpool.
There's no little, it's just Morton and Marsh.
All right, then. You gave Aidan a little shout out then, didn't you? Because he tweeted last week.
Because he tweeted me, not you, because I'm his favourite. Thanks. And I got some tweets from other people, and they didn't tweet you in it, they just tweeted me in a couple of tweets. So.
Well, I mean, I Aidan.
It's because of my sports prowess!
Aidan, I didn't get your tweet, mate, but what I'll do, I'll play this record just for you.
Oh, can we have an aircon aeration? You're not playing the song!
It's a weekend. Can't feel my face. Aidan, thank you for the tweet, mate, although you should direct it to me next time.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. When I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. Oh. And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know, yes, I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry.
For Aidan and anybody else out there who likes to abuse Lucy on Twitter in regard to her musical choices, because you, Lucy, said that that was a load of rubbish.
It is a load of rubbish and we all know that.
That is not the case. Doing very well on that Shazam there. You know that app? You know where you're
yes,
like,
yes, I know what Shazam is. I'm not 90.
I like that song, but what the hell is it? If only was an app out there that would tell me, well, now there is Loose. And not only that, now they're telling you what songs are more Shazam than any other. And I can tell you that song is right up there.
It's awful.
It's not awful.
I hate it.
It's not, I mean,
we're not allowed to play it again.
Aiden, if you're listening to this,
mate, I'm banning it.
Tweet her again and tell her how much you like The Weeknd's I Can't Feel My Face.
Ooh.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you. That was The Weeknd, as done by Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys. Do you like that?
That was impressive. You should do more mashups for me.
I can do anybody's Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, do. What about Adele?
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Beyonce.
Got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Look so crazy, love's got me looking so crazy in love. Oh, but I look good on the dance floor.
Swiftie.
What song do you want from Swiftie? As done by Alex Turner.
Your favourite Swiftie song.
My favourite Swiftie song. Oh, that's tough, that, because there's so many. What's your favourite Swiftie song?
I quite like Shake It Off.
Shake It Off. Shake It Off. On the dance floor.
Good.
Oh, we've been the Arctic Monkeys. Thank you.
Can we do one more?
Go on then.
Tom Jones.
Sex bomb! Sex bomb! You're my sex bomb!
Well done, mate.
Thank you.
That was completely off the cuff.
Yes, it was.
Proud of you.
Well, do you think that's going to come back?
I think that's a new feature. Can whoever we play for our Naughty Naughties tune, Alex Turner doing a little cover of it.
Okay, that sounds good to me, yeah.
So today was
Blink-182.
All the small things.
All the small things! Oh, that's all I know from that song, really.
Truth
hurts.
Love stings.
Ow!
Yeah!
Is that what he does?
Apparently so.
There you are, Alex Turner. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, he got to go out of Alexa Chung. Because of that voice.
Are you having a breakdown?
I don't know what's happening. I think it's the heat. Normally this is you, about this time.
It is an hour and a half into the show. The heat gets to me and I could go mental.
But it's happened to me today and I've turned into some kind of upset Alex Turner, I think.
Should we do this instead?
Do what?
Should we do a Netflix role reversal?
We can do Netflix role reversal, but as it stands, Lucy, because I've been too busy pretending to be Alex Turner, we have no music.
I was doing a subtle little point at him going, press the music on the deck.
And I saw you.
Sound
look,
really
I saw
good.
It, I saw
That'll
it.
That'll sound really good if I just go, how about we do this? And then it went, ba 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 ba. But instead, you were just sitting there grinning to yourself like a fool. Like, no, I'm not even going to look it up. I'm just going to sit here and you can keep pointing.
And
you can keep going, Sam, play the music. And it's not going to happen, which is why I need my own deck.
You do need your... But literally, right, but about 10 minutes before the show, I put that music that you've just impersonated into our system.
Pearl and Dean, I think it's called.
But I don't think I saved it as that. And now I'm typing it into our system and I have no idea what I saved it as.
Oh my God. Okay, can you at least give me a bed of some sort? Because I can't do Netflix role reversal and explain to everybody what it is.
Well, no, we need the actual music, don't we?
It's Pearl and Dean. You played it earlier, I think.
Yeah, but that was out there. That was before
I... No, you played it in here, didn't you? When I was doing it, I wanted exciting music.
No, that was something quite different.
Or was it... Well, that'll do. I mean, this is horrendous, Sam.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we should play a song or something and we can sort this out.
Well, okay, fine. You've got to look forward to Netflix Royal Reversal, which I've actually written about 3 pages about and I've actually done the work for it. I have a horrible feeling that Sam hasn't.
I have. Netflix Royal Reversal coming up after this. Sorry, mate. Look,
you're a moron.
Sorry, look.
Turn it down so I can shout at you.
I completely ruined...
Turn the faders down. I want to shout at you.
All
I want
right.
to have a go. Put it down.
Right, it's Lion Babes. Call Impossible. It's Foobot Radio.
For goodness sake.
Still I lie, they gonna have to watch. He can break it down, shake me. shake me. Don't try to rearrange me. No way that you can change me. It's impossible. You can break it down, shake me. Don't try to rearrange me. No way you can mistake me. It's impossible. You can break it down, shake me. Don't try to rearrange me. No way that you can change me. It's impossible. I've lost my head top, don't you stop. I wanna see you rock, I got that drop, drop. Still I'm locked, they gonna have to watch. I've lost my head top, don't you stop. I wanna see you rock, I got that drop, drop. Still I'm locked, they gonna have to watch.
That's right, it's time for Netflix role reversal. We've talked about this for weeks, but we're actually gonna do it now. So this is basically where we each challenge each other to watch a film on Netflix, possibly a TV show, we're just sticking with films at the moment, that we think the other one would hate. So last time I challenged Sam to watch Calvary, you know, the guys that made In Bruges and stuff like that, and it's an Irish incredibly dark comedy. Some people would argue it's not even a comedy. Anyway, I won't give away too much because Sam will be doing his review of Calvary, and he challenged me to watch the 2009 rom-com He's Just Not That Into You, and I'm so excited to tell you all about it and what I thought about it.
Yes, I challenge you
but
to watch.
Would you like to go first?
Yes, I think it's important, Luce, you set up exactly what Calvary is about for anybody out there, because there was an incident.
Sam, did you watch Calvary?
Yes, I did watch Calvary, but I just
okay,
in case...
set the scene, what's it about, who's in it?
Just in case I didn't really get Calvary, I think you just tell people what it's about.
Don't go on your phone!
No, this is where my review is. I'm going to read my review word for word, okay?
Okay, so Calvary, starring Brendan Gleeson, starts off, it's an incredibly dark, beautiful film. It was my film of 2014, actually. Basically, he is a priest in Ireland, and it starts off with a confession, and somebody tells him that due to being abused as a child by a priest, he's going to kill Brendan Gleeson, the priest.
Okay.
And the rest of the film plays out as this... character drama where there's all these different characters within the village, and his daughter comes back, and it's very dark, very beautiful, but then there's also in Bruges style a lot of dark comedy. I would not say it's as you can't call In Bruges overtly funny, but I wouldn't say it's as overtly funny as that, but there are still humorous tones, and it's absolutely stunning, and I saw it twice in the cinema and I've watched it a lot since my film of 2014. What
there
are your
you are.
Thoughts, Sam?
Okay, well, as you say, Lucy, Calvary is a comedy. We'll get into my review. I'm going to read it word for word, okay?
Yeah.
Calvary is a comedy all about the relationship between John, a 30-something from Boston, Massachusetts, and his teddy bear. Calvary brings together the comedic minds of Mark Wahlberg and Seth MacFarlane
for
a modern-day fairy tale, proving that bromance is the new romance. Calvary is not for the prudish, as there is quite a bit of swearing, adult themes, and the lead character Ted remains naked throughout. Calvary really does have something for everyone, because if Wahlberg wasn't enough, there is Mila Kunis as well. The film could be accused of jumping through themes, but the teenage, scatological humour ties things together very nicely. Your enjoyment of Calvary will depend largely on your tolerance of the aforementioned things and themes. However, in my personal opinion, Calvary is one of Mark Wahlberg's best films, up there with his performance in Transporters 3. 5 stars. Calvary, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, this is really annoying because I actually watched my film.
Right, Luce, I tried to watch Calvary.
No,
you didn't. I couldn't find it online.
It's on Netflix! It's called
Netflix! Are all these films on Netflix? Is that the point? I didn't realise it was on Netflix. I would have gone straight to Netflix had I known.
What's the game called?
What, Netflix Role Reversal? I asked you if it was on Sky Go, didn't I? But
oh, is that what that text was?
Yeah.
I thought that was maybe like a football thing when you text me saying, have you got Sky Go? And I said, no. And you sent one back saying, okay.
Look, I'm so
sorry. It's on Netflix.
I found a dodgy version of Calvary. And
it's on Netflix.
I watched it in French for about 10 minutes. And then I had to give up. I had to.
Right. Do you promise me you're going to watch it for next week?
I promise.
Yes?
Because people at home might have enjoyed my review of Calvary there.
You're an idiot.
Lucy was seething throughout.
Oh my God, you're so annoying. Because I had to watch this tripe.
It's not tripe.
Right. Should we hear my Netflix role reversal review?
Okay. I mean, I don't know why you're kicking off so much. I really don't. Because, look, I'll sit through Calvary. Now I know it's on Netflix.
Sit through it?
Oh, it can't be that good, can it? Anyway, let's hear your review.
Okay, time for my review. I watched He's Just Not That Into You, A Request from Sam Hart.
Brilliant film.
Okay, now, when he said this, I was actually feeling a little bit cocky, because I was a bit like, oh, he thinks I don't like rom-coms. He thinks I just like, you know, artsy, pretentious films. Actually, I love a rom-com, so I was like, oh, brilliant, this will be great. I'll sit and snuggle up on the setting and watch it. Oh, dear. Sam.
Okay. What are you thinking?
Okay, so first of all, can I just say we're the only radio show in the world that's reviewing a film from 2009 right now, which is hilarious.
Yep.
At least mine was from 2014. So, He's Just Not That Into You, 2009 comedy drama directed by Ken Kwapis, and it's based on this self-help book.
Hang on, you're reading from Wikipedia there. I wrote my own review of Calvary.
Oh, hello. Do you want to... What's all that?
Oh, well, okay. So, right, there is meat to it.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm just giving
sorry.
Some context, you little...
Sorry.
Jesus, this boy. So yeah, I was just going to tell them, it's based on the self-help book, and it's inspired by a line of dialogue from Sex and the City. He's just not that into you. So it's this big ensemble cast, and it's kind of dipping in and out of different characters.
My favourite type of
film. In a Love Actually style way,
yep.
Where all of the characters do interlink in some way, but not all characters necessarily meet, but they are all linked somehow. And the star list is fantastic. You've got Ben Affleck, Jennifer Aniston, Drew Barrymore, Jennifer Connelly, Kevin Connelly, Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Goodwin, Scarlett Johansson and Justin Long. They are the ensemble cast. And I mean, that's amazing. I mean, Affleck, Aniston, Cooper, Johansson, brilliant.
Yeah, this is the sort of thing I'm into.
But, right. Let's get the first bit out of the way.
Okay, let's do it.
You're probably expecting me to say, because you know what I'm like. So I'm not going to go into loads of details about this, but the stereotyping in the film is horrendous. So a gay man is indicated by cocking his head and wearing a floral shirt.
And yeah, but I mean, that was... This film was made in 2009.
Yes.
I think things have changed since, but... I'm
just judging what I've seen. I judge what I see. The basic theme of this is that all women want to get married and have children, and all men want to have sex and aren't interested in marriage. It is completely based on archaic binaries of gender, sexuality, and even race at times. That aren't only stereotypes, but they actually offend. They offended me for sure. The gender themes throughout. It was basically women being so desperate and orientating their entire lives around men in a way that's completely unrealistic and doesn't make sense, and it's all based around marriage. It was all very marriage is the end goal. I could go on about that for hours, but the real issue here is two things. It's the character development in the script. So let's start with the latter. Lines such as "Don't be nice to me unless you're going to marry me." You know, that's probably one of the better lines in it. The script is trying to portray, it thinks it's being quite cool and edgy by sort of almost subverting the rom-com and showing showing what contemporary love lives are actually like. But it's a complete farcical, nonsensical that's almost like a parody of itself. Characters, come on, you must admit, you don't care about the characters. There's no character development. They will randomly change mood and time frame. It doesn't make sense. There's no longevity to the characters. I mean, you've got Scarlett Johansson, Ben Affleck. They are incredible. Actors.
Nice to look at.
They're incredible actors, but they're constrained by what they've been given to work with, both the script and the directions they've been given. So basically, unrealistic characters, unrealistic yet a predictable plot. It doesn't make sense. Like, oh, you haven't got married after 7 years, better dump him. What? What are you talking about? But basic sexism, homophobia. The worst thing I can say about it is that it's dull.
Right, okay.
To be honest, I like rom-coms, but I like them to have a romantic storyline that I actually care about and to make me laugh. A rom-com. It didn't either, and it's a crowded genre that I feel you either need to do the tried and tested formula well, or you need to bring something different, and it didn't either. The only good thing I can say about it is that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Aniston, some of their scenes, they were very good. Writing, their performances were good. The writing completely ruined it, but Ben Affleck was great in it. Overall, 2 stars.
There you are. Two very different reviews. One of Calvary, and then Mark Kermode entered the room and then entered Lucy's body as he took on She's Just Not That Into You. Luce, well done, mate, because you actually watched the film, and I did try to watch Calvary, I promise.
It's on Netflix.
Look, I didn't try Netflix because I don't have an account. I have to borrow my flatmate's password.
Well, borrow your flatmate's password for 2 hours.
Are we going to be able to do the next 14 minutes of the show? Because you look like you want a fight. Can I be completely
I'm
honest?
I'm really hot and tired. It is late for us, because for us it's 8:45.
Yes, it is. It's a Thursday, remember, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe Sunday for you, but not for us.
Not for us. We've got another working day.
Yes, we have. But at least we've got the weekend to look forward to, whether you lot. Ha!
You've got Monday.
Yeah, you've got Monday in the morning. And while are you going to listen to this show on Sunday?
Am I going to listen to it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they get FUBAR in the Isle of Man?
Yeah, why not? It's on the internet, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, all right. Then I'll have a listen.
Pretty sure. Are you there till what? You there till Monday, then?
I'm there till Sunday 8-ish. My flight's at 8, 9.
And that gets you back to Brighton at what time?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead. Really late.
Really late. And then you've got work the next day.
Oh, Sam, I haven't thought this through.
It's a good job we're doing this on a Thursday, then, isn't it?
Oh, I'm knackered already thinking about it.
Right, time is 13 minutes to 8 on your Sunday evening, Sam and Lucy, for just those 30 more minutes. I think that'll come back, Luce, but I think we'll have to be just there. I'll be more prepared next time.
And I'll be less prepared.
Sounds good to me. Play this now, Hurts. It's Clapton on the remix. You know, Clapton made that Gregory Porter hit massive, yeah. But he's going to do it again with this one.
I am ready for the rapture. I am reaching for the light. But my heart screams hallelujah when I hear your battle cry. I know we're so young, but I swear you're the one for me. I knew it right from the start. Just some kind of heaven, that's all that I need.
On FUBAR.
That's like Sam Lucy on your Sunday evening here on FUBAR Radio. Hope you're well. Lucy isn't well. Not well at all. She's seething.
I'm not happy.
She's not happy at all.
No, you didn't watch the film.
I told you what happened. I tried to watch
it. Yeah, but that's just... I mean, I called you stupid earlier, which was really harsh. Not very nice.
Yeah.
But now you've just done that, I'm thinking maybe you are.
Stupid.
The game is called Netflix Role Reversal.
And I didn't think to look on Netflix for it.
You literally didn't even think... You didn't even think, what's a big film website?
I just think
you don't listen to me.
Sorry.
Oh.
Well, I did try. I typed in Calvary Watch Online for free. That's what I typed in. I know it's wrong.
It wasn't on, like, Putlocker or whatever.
Well, look, between you and me, I did watch it on Putlocker.
Right.
But it started in French, and then I heard, this... look, it probably wasn't for me, but
I'm
thinking...
And did you then pretend to be French?
No, I didn't. I didn't pretend to be French. I gave up on the French film after 10 minutes, because I did that thing of thinking, it's just the opening few lines are in French, and suddenly it'll be in English.
This film that Lucy told me about, that was this Irish film.
Well, I didn't know it was
Brendan
Irish.
Gleeson. It's because you don't listen!
Who is this Brendan Gleeson character?
Oh my God, you know who he is. Have you seen In Bruges?
No, I haven't seen In Bruges.
Right, Brendan...
Is it? Look, I'll give this film a go for this time next week when we do the Netflix role reversal review again. And I'll find something that I want to watch on Netflix and you can watch it.
Whatever.
There's lots of good things on Netflix.
All right, text me in the week and we'll tweet it out. So
perfect.
If you keep an eye on at Luciana Gray and at Sam_Hutt.
That's me.
Yeah, keep an eye out. And basically, at some point in the next few days, we will text each other with the film we have to watch.
Perfect.
And we will reveal it on there, what we'll be watching.
There you are.
There's a little tidbit for you.
Yes, it is. With just 8 minutes of the show left, Luce, I need something I want to get off my chest, if you don't mind.
Your chest?
Yes. Basically, my...
Is it that nondescript grey T-shirt that you always wear?
I've got a number of these, actually.
Yeah.
All just
like,
as nondescript.
Like Bart Simpson.
That's it. Or Simon Cowell. All of them identical, and you will never know. I've just found what I like, and I stick with it. Anyway...
What do you need help with, mate?
Basically, my flatmate's on holiday, okay? My flatmate and best friend and the person I spend more time with than anybody else. Mm. Even my mother.
Even me?
Even you.
Wow.
Well, we didn't see each other outside of here. And I live with this guy, right? But also go out with him, okay? He is kind of always...
Oh.
What do you mean? What?
Is he your boyfriend?
He's not my boyfriend.
Is he your boyfriend?
It's fine if we were boyfriends, but he's not.
You go
he's
out
my
with him.
Best friend. No, we leave the house together. We go to nightclubs together.
Oh, so you're friends?
We're friends, okay.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean? I step out with him. What do you.
I go out with him. It just was an odd way of phrasing it.
We're not courting. We are simply friends. However, as I say, you will often see me with him by my side. Because we spend a lot of time together. Now, I don't mind him going on holiday. In fact, I'm quite happy to have the break from him. Mm-hmm. However, I am dreading him coming back and standing next to me with a glowing tan. Because that's going to make me look...
You're obsessed with tans.
I like a tan.
I would say we talk about tans every single week on this show.
Yes.
Yet I don't think I actually ever talk about tans outside of this show.
Right, and what's
And you accuse me of using a sunbed before.
Well, to me, you look like you'd had a tan, yeah.
Yeah, I had a tan, because I go outside and live by the seaside.
Well, I do too, apart from the seaside. I go outside quite often. And
walk to the salon and get in the sunbed, tan yourself and walk back home again.
That has happened.
And illegally download films.
No, I illegally watch films.
Oh, come here, whip it. Let's sit and watch something on Putlocker.
You can't be naming the way you watch these films. You can't.
Bruv, I can. Come and find me.
You can't.
Bring
you
me down.
No, you can't.
Nobody's going to take a French pregnant lady. No.
They're not.
No.
Basically, Luce.
Just we pregnant.
Are you?
Non. Yes. We. Non.
I wanted your help before this. You took this back to your Frenchness.
Oh, but you always take so long.
Are you kidding me?
You're doing all that. You're chatting about your friend for ages.
Yeah,
and I don't care
because this is all set up.
Yeah, your setups are like freaking building the Eiffel Tower.
No, I just need to know all the ways to improve my face because. But basically, he's going to come back with a tan, right? He's been in Croatia,
yeah.
Where it's now hot, right?
Yeah.
For a while, when I was about 10, I believe Croatia was near Sweden and therefore cold. Croatia is now warm.
It moved down, didn't it? It moved away from Sweden.
Yes, it did.
Pangaea, it split up and went across the globe.
Yep, since leaving Yugoslavia, Croatia moved down south.
Yep.
Towards Italy, and now it gets sun.
Exactly.
That's where my best friend Ollie has gone for his summer holidays with his mate Julia. They're going to both get tanned. They're going to come back. We're going to hang out together. And I'm going to look like the pale one, right? I could head to the sunbed tanning shop, but I'd have to spend a lot of money.
How much does it cost?
Depends where. Like, if you were in Stoke-on-Trent, you could get 9 minutes for £3.
Is 9 minutes a good amount?
9 minutes is what you should... Well, no, sorry. You shouldn't be going at all.
Yeah, because it's really bad for you. If
yes,
you're getting skin cancer,
it can.
You idiot. Just so you look a bit browner.
However, like, when I go, I would tend to have 9 minutes, which cost me £3 in Stoke-on-Trent.
I don't think you understand how funny I find it.
By £11.
Sunbeds.
This is what I'm saying. I'm trying to stop using sunbeds. All I want is how can I improve my face so I look better looking than my flatmate Ollie when he comes back from Croatia. Quickly, we've got
If you're desperate
long
to be
left.
Tanned, I'll give you my key to it all.
A bottle?
Go outside.
Is that really how we're going to end the show?
Go outside.
That's it.
Yep.
Luce, thanks very much for being here.
I took
a lot of abuse during that show, but we'll do it in like 10 days' time if that suits you.
Yeah, something like that.
But if you're listening at home, it'll just be 7 because we'll be back this time next Sunday, 6 to 8 on FUBAR Radio. It's Calvin Harris to finish.
I want you to breathe me. Let me be your air. Let me roam your body freely. No inhibition, no fear. How deep is your love? Is it like the ocean? What devotion are you? How deep is your love? Is it like nirvana? Hit me harder again. How deep is your love? How deep is your love?
Love can it go?